6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Monday, May 2nd, 2022. And boy, did we push a bunch of hot buttons in the first hour of the show. Welcome back to the second hour of the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. And of course, we have guests on this show on occasion to talk about subjects of interest, topical matters, things that are happening in your world today that could affect you. One of those things is one world governance, this new world order, this great reset, this Klaus Schwab and his little sidekick out there. You know which one I'm talking about? Yuval Noah Nirani, the one that Clay Clark was talking about on the Reawaken America tour. If you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you can see a lot of this guy's videos. And he's talking all about how they're going to take everything away from you. You will own nothing and be happy. I fail to see how that is going to work. And I fail to see how anybody's going to be happy unless they're pushing up daisies after fighting the powers that be one last time. You know, we have this Digital Services Act and UN Pandemic Treaty. They want the WHO wants to be in charge of declaring pandemics and I don't know. We're going to talk to Joaquim Hagopian. We've had him on the show before, and we're bringing him back on now from the wonderful islands out there called Bali. He joins us by Skype. Welcome back, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, Dave.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of people that wish they could probably be in Bali with you, but you probably don't have room for the several million people that would like to take a vacation right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this Digital Services Act, I guess I could get you to you've been doing a lot of research on this. And, you know, could you expound a little bit on what this thing entails and why we don't need it?
Yeah, basically, the long and short of it is they being the cabal, you know, and then they're represented by such figures, traitors as Obama and Hillary. They, Schwab, all the rest of them, they basically do not want the public to have access to the truth. That's what this whole Digital Services Act is all about. They are trying to eliminate every medium on the internet that is truthful. They simply, I mean, this is an old trick. They've been doing it. I mean, Facebook and all the rest, Google have been using their AI to censor us for a long time now. It's 6-7 years of that. But now, and then of course Biden just, put a disinformation officer or chief or whatever, czar you want to call her now, that's part of the Department of Homeland Security. I mean, it's like George Orwell's 1984, and they have the propaganda ministry in place now. I mean, it's insane. But here's the long and short of it. People like Obama and Hillary are going to prison for treason and a lot of other crimes. They've been part of the whole pedophilia operation and all the rest of it. And a lot of others that they know and are friends with. So if they eliminate the public's access to the truth, and basically we're down to basically just some decent sites. There are plenty of news sites, but the internet is, of course, obviously, as everybody knows, it's filled with disinformation, misinformation, lies, and then you have to be very discriminative in finding sources that are good. But what they're able to do with this Digital Services Act that the EU has already passed and it's coming to America, what they're able to do is cancel out all the truth that they are calling simply fake news. And they're eliminated, so we have no access. And basically, every historical communist totalitarian regime in history has always had the perpetrators at the top, making sure that the public no longer gets access to what's going on in their world. Their information and news is being censored, and there's no way of organizing or being able to combat the centralized tyrannical control that's coming down. And so that's the agenda of the oligarchs and the, basically the crime cult that's now been killing us through the pandemic and the death jab, ruining the lives of millions of children with torture and adrenochrome and all the rest. I wrote 5 books on that topic. See, they realize that the public, the average everyday people are realizing that our leaders, our government, want us dead. And so that's why they're moving in now on all of this one world governance. That's what's coming in with Klaus Schwab and his World Economic Forum and the Great Reset.
Well, yeah, and we're going to get into this too, because I have a lot of stuff posted in our email blast that everybody's going to be getting today on cancel culture. And this is the thing. This is what we're moving toward, folks. And the name to know is Nina Jankowicz. And here's the thing, as far as their little Ministry of Truth, this is the 1984 crap they're trying to put out there with the Disinformation Governance Board. And, you know, for somebody like Alejandro Mayorkas, really, and their Department of Homeland Security, now there's a contradiction in terms, given what's going on in our southern border right now. And Jankowicz, you know, posted crude and bizarre videos online and repeated false claims in late 2020 that reports about Hunter Biden's laptop were part of a Russian disinformation plot. And now it's all coming to light that basically, and everything that we already knew or suspected, is that China owns the Bidens, owns the whole bloody family. And the thing is that something's got to come home to roost. And the thing is that there's number of stories here that we've included in the email blast that you really should read, because even with people like Tucker Carlson who are trying to do the right thing, I mean, he's even getting attacked, and all they can do is basically call you names. That's it. Call you a racist and a bigot. Like, that's supposed to matter to people if they like what they hear and it starts to make sense. To me, if it's not godly, we shouldn't be listening to it. And you would think that when we're trying to have this digital medical tyranny over us through this pandemic treaty. For those that don't know too much about what the UN is trying to do, Joaquin, you've done a lot of research into this. Give us the nuts and bolts of what this treaty would mean for us if it got if it was enacted and passed by the Senate.
Okay. Yeah, basically on May 22nd through the 28th, coming up in less than a month, we have the United Nations, 194 nation states that are voting on this, and it's an amendment that will grant the World Health Organization, which of course is an agency within the United Nations, full dominant jurisdictional authority over all health issues in the world, meaning that it supersedes all the national sovereignties and all the local authority, basically, that all of us have locally, state, and nationally. It supersedes that, and it will introduce, for the first time in human history, one world governance behind this pandemic treaty. And all they need in May is a two-thirds vote out of the 194 nations. And as of November 2022, it will go into effect, and we will have one world health tyranny governance. One world governance. It's on the way.
Well, that's kind of scary stuff. 844-769-2944. Is the number to call. And here's the thing, folks, you have the opportunity right now to get a hold of your congresspeople and your senators, because we still have freedoms as afforded to us under the 9th and 10th amendments of the Constitution of the United States. And as Sherry mentioned this morning from Kansas when she called in, you know, she was taking issue with a lot of whether or not something that's illegal or countermands the Constitution and the rights and safety guaranteed to us, especially in the Fourth Amendment, whether or not, you know, my body, my choice applies, and that this treaty is trying to supersede our rights under the Constitution. And so, you know, I foresee that if this thing goes through and the United States backs this thing full force and effect, which a lot of these liberals, I don't think they realize what kind of harm is going to befall them in the future if they go along with this garbage. You have a warning for the liberals out there?
Yeah. I mean, you want some bureaucrat who wants you dead, because what we learned from the pandemic is that the controllers of this earth, and that includes organizations like the World Health Organization, United Nations, all of our governments, were all part of this conspiracy along with Big Pharma to kill us. It was premeditated, okay? So that's what they're going for. They want a world depopulated from 7.9 billion down to, according to Georgia Guidestones, which is what they feel comfortable with, 0.5 billion. That's 14 out of 15 of us living and breathing right now on this earth. They want dead. And then you go to sites like Deagle.com, which is actually started and died a year ago, but he was a West Point graduate like myself, and he basically started this military-industrial complex website where they give all the listing of the current population, and then they give the projected 2025 population. And on Deagle.com, America is listed at something like 332 million right now, currently. And in 2025, that's only 2.5 years away, in 2025, the listing for the United States of America, the number of people living here, will be 99 million. 99 million from 332. That's a 70% casualty rate, basically. They're either going to either move somewhere to another country or they will die. That is the intention of the cabal controllers. They want us dead. So it's up to us to fight back. And we fight back by making sure that they don't have these draconian kind of tyrannical laws where they have one world government, digital currency, so you can't transact anything unless it's going to be a cashless society. This is what they're going for. They have the Chinese communist model for social credit scores. So if you're dissident or have a mind of your own, they can simply not give you access to your own money because everything's controlled digitally. So yeah, it's a scary time, and we have to take a stand before it's too late. And time is ticking and running out.
It is. And here's the thing, folks. If this is their intent, understand there are 220 million people took the jab, and we don't know whether if they turn on 5G, whether or not a whole bunch of people on a kill switch could immediately just start having strokes and heart attacks, and they kill off the population that way, because the only other way I see them getting away with this is to let one of these rogue nations put us all in the dark ages with an EMP attack, and 9 out of 10 people in the United States would be dead in a year. And that would make the United States easier to take over control of by a foreign enemy. And this is the one thing that I think a lot of us fear. I don't know what your take on the possibilities of an EMP strike in America, Joaquin.
It's been a risk now. They've made it public. You don't find it in mainstream, obviously. But yeah, I've written about it. All they need to do, and all the countries, well, not all, but certainly countries like China that have a design, they can't feed themselves with all that population there in China. And they have designs, basically, to use our land. And we have Bill Gates owning most of the agricultural land, more than any single source in the United States. We also have Chinese generals and government infiltrates that are in America buying up American property, agricultural property. So they have a design, and they have obviously an invested interest to take out us by simply setting off an EMP weapon. It's not that hard to do. And a lot of nations now have the technology to do it.
They do, and it doesn't take much, but one of these, you know, limited nuclear assaults off of a freighter or something else, you know, unbeknownst to us, it only takes one launched over the middle of America to put us all in the dark ages. And so, you know, if you don't have the means right now to survive this, and, I mean, it's not going to affect you as far as your personal, you know, health goes per se from radiation. What it will do is knock out your electricity, so you have no way to navigate in the dark. You literally will be living during the daylight, and you'll be residing and sleeping in darkness. One of you is going to have to stay awake in your household, fully armed to the teeth, because this is when people who don't have, the have-nots, are going to try to take from the haves, and you're going to see crime, home invasions skyrocket as those who don't have attempt to disrupt the lives of those who have prepared. This is the kind of thing that where they're predicting, and I mean, this is Peter Vincent Pry's own estimation after the EMP committee broke up in 2018. So folks, this is just one aspect of ways that they could literally reduce the population of the world. Now, if they did this in other areas, because if they can't do it through the vaccines, because everybody is saying, hey, we figured out what's going on here and we're not taking the jab. Well, they could always try, if the 5G is so doubtful, they could always try that and see how many they can kill off that way. And whatever doesn't work there, then maybe we just drop a little, you know, tactical nuke here and there. What's your take on that?
They have a whole arsenal of weapons of mass destruction that they are basically converging with their, quote, perfect storm. I mean, we have the whole situation where there's going to be so many supply chain cutoffs. There's going to be massive food shortage. There's going to be famine. There's going to be starvation. They have situations where all the shipping is, you know, Shanghai, which is the largest port in the world. It's got hundreds and hundreds. I mean, and we saw this. It's been a long time coming. I mean, basically last year, I think it was September, October, we were realizing that the port of Los Angeles had a whole bunch of ships backed up. So this has been an ongoing issue where you're not even going to be able to get food. They're starving. They're going to be starving us. They're going to be, I mean, we're also this close to a nuclear war now with Russia. They have put Putin into such a corner where, I mean, all the Western nations are sending their weapons now, their heavy arms weapons to Ukraine. They want to prolong this conflict in Ukraine out where basically they're then basically, you know, going to start World War. Putin's going to have to react. He has been shown restraint for two decades now as the president of Russia, but he only has his limit, and he's reaching the point. I mean, we have the Western country, but the thing is, you can't even think in terms of the West and East. These are international globalists who have no loyalty to any country because they're all about controlling the entire world population, killing most of us off, and controlling the few survivors. And that's what they're doing. They're unleashing this perfect storm of one crisis. It's not even one crisis after the next. It's a whole bunch of crises all happening at the same time. And by the end of this year, we're going to be in a real fix. That's why we have to act fast. We have to unify. We have to, as much as we potentially can, decentralize, because that's what all of this is going. Everything's digitalized in a centralized system. Well, we have to go against that and go local. So there's the answer. I mean, in a quick word, is decentralizing, which means get to know your neighbors, get to know your community, get involved with your community. We can no longer rely on the national conglomerate food chains, you know. because they're going to be running empty shelves pretty soon.
That's what I'm seeing, too. Joaquim, we got Mark in Iowa back on the line with us here. Mark, what's your question for Joaquim Hagopian?
Well, I just got 3 points I wanted to ask him. Is that, are you familiar with the trading with the Enemy's Power Act in World War II, with the when the communist agents couldn't, you know, communicate with Moscow because of the beginning of World War II? So actually, they went to the Wall Street bankers in New York City in order to get their information. The other thing I wanted to ask you is that, are you familiar with the system called Dark Star, which is national defense? Probably it's a shield over the entire country for EMP. And the other thing I wanted to ask you is that, are you familiar with the scalar energetics with the Mind Snapper, which actually could deal with communications with your, with 5G or 6G or whatever? It could deal with your smartphone that, this is a Russian scalar energetics weapon called Mind Snapper that they can put out over your smartphone and a computer as well and kill you.
Okay, there's three questions there. The first one is about some of the, basically the Rothschild money and the agents of New York City, Wall Street banksters. Yeah, I mean, they were the ones that also financed the Bolshevik Revolution. You know, and 66 million Russians died in the next, 20, 30 years under the communists there. The Rothschild cabal have agents through the central banking system in this world, and they have centralized control. And they are the overlords of the pedophilia operations on this earth. They're the, basically the makers of all wars. They're the makers, along with Rockefeller Foundation and the rest of the bloodline, in control of disease and big pharma. Okay, I know you had two other points too that
we'll get to those after the break, Joaquim. We're going to take a short break. Mark, stay on the phone. We're going to talk about the rest of this stuff and your questions after the break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
This craft that the Strokes family had of recognizing the medicinal value of herbs by taste and then putting formulas together, knowing the herbal ingredients they needed, but putting them together in perfect proportion by taste, just like a chef would. The Strokes Heart Drops, the world-famous Strokes Heart Drops that saved my life, Jim Strokes's and many others, my dad, my list goes on and on. But those heart drops, they were developed, created 40 years ago for Jim himself after a heart attack, Now, this formula fixed my high blood pressure over 20 years ago, and I have had great blood pressure since.
Call Jay at 877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Thirty-one minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Monday, May 2nd, 2022, and time is ticking. The clock is ticking. All of this garbage that we've been discussing, and I'm talking about garbage because these are the lame brain ideas of the liberal elite that think that in order to, and this is all the left end wanting to control. See, we have just the opposite. We have the total right end. The output is the same. It's all authoritarian control. They want to control each of us, and they've all subscribed to the population bomb by Dr. Paul Ehrlich, and that's why we've got Joachim Hagopian on the show with us, because he's a West Point grad, author of five books. And I imagine, you know, people are thinking to themselves after hearing some of this garbage that Mark and I was on the phone. We thank you for staying there, Mark, about all of this garbage about these tunnels underneath Washington, D.C., where they're smuggling and doing their pedophilia ring. Have you heard anything about that or done any research on it, Joachim?
Oh, yeah.
Is it true?
Five books on it. Yeah, they got underground tunnels and deep underground military bases doing all kinds of horrific experimentation with children, torture, adrenochrome, industrial factories. Yeah, they're doing it all. And it's all over the world they're doing this. I mean, they got up to 400 biolabs. And part of the biolab system is these deep underground military bases with all these kind of levels that go miles into the interior of the earth. And they're doing all kinds of horrific research. So, I mean, they got kids basically with animals and they're cross breeding with kids. I mean, it's just sickening stuff. It's hard to wrap your mind around it, but the people that are in control of this earth are that evil. That's what we got to get straight. They are the enemy. And you know, I know you say left and right, but it even transcends that, because these internationalists that are basically the controllers of the earth, they have no loyalty to any particular country, and they're basically just about getting the population down to like about a half a billion and total absolute control. That's what they're all about. So they want most of us dead. 14 out of 15 of us dead out of 7.9 billion right now.
Okay, Mark in Iowa, you had a couple of questions right now that still have to be answered. Go ahead. Repeat.
Yeah, there's a called Dark Star, which was invented, I think, through the Naval Intelligence. But anyway, there's a Mind Snapper, a weapon that the Russians developed with scalar energetics. I think everybody should look that up, because it actually, would apply through computers back in, before there were smartphones. But now that there are smartphones, with 5G, 6G, 7G, et cetera, they could use this Mind Snapper weapon, through your smartphone and take you out in less than 30 seconds.
What do you know about that, Joachim?
Well, I have run across articles to that effect, that it actually is a lethal weapon that can very well be used against us. And it has a lot to do with, all these, like, you know, psychotronic directed energy weapons, all these advanced kind of technologies that, of course, they keep us, keep public in the dark, but they're very intrusive. And yes, some of them are lethal. And I have run across that actually, and supposedly I've even seen, I think it was a Chinese woman, somewhere in China where, she actually fell to the floor dead, and she was talking on her phone, and they believe that actually it was caused from what you were talking about here. So yeah, I mean, they have all kinds of weapons of mass destruction that they're levying on us, and that's just one more, but I don't know that the details. You probably know, because I hadn't heard that term that you used before. But yeah, they got all these technologies hidden from us, and there are some dangerous ones that I totally think, yeah, that's that feasible and they're that evil that they could pull something like that. And right now, like, everybody's got a smartphone, you know, so could wipe out a lot of people.
Could I recommend a book for everybody to read? It's called Fertig de Lance. It's written by Tom Bearden. It was a briefing to the Congress in 1985. It was a debriefing on Soviet scalar energetic weapons, but it's not a hard book to understand, but it doesn't get into a lot of scientific, you know, physics, but it's just a good general book for people. If you want to get that book, Fertig de Lance by Tom Bearden, it's on his website. That, you know, you can read that and pick up a good understanding of a lot of different things that have happened with Russia, with Fukushima, I mean, with China, Japan, with Fukushima scalar energetics weapons plant, and with Chernobyl in Russia, which was a scalar energetics weapons plant as well.
All right. Well, thanks for the information. Yes, I'll remember that. Tom Bearden. Good.
All right. Appreciate your call, Mark in Iowa. Thanks so much. The phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. I mean, this is some serious stuff. And that's why we've got Joaquin Hagopian. He is a West Point grad that's written gobs of books and paperwork on various subjects that we are talking about here that all affect you, your right to survive, your personal liberty, what you can say and can't say about the idea of, I mean, imagine that, not being able to go to the grocery store and see with this COVID-19, as I was saying earlier, and we've got this vaccine out there now that has been patented. And, you know, my wife and I were talking about this over the weekend, and, you know, we're thinking about the fact that when Monsanto had this GMO corn that they were growing, and the GMO corn is circulating, and it's the seeds are blowing over onto the neighbor's property, and all of a sudden Monsanto comes in, sues the neighbor because he's infringed on their patent. And see, now they own the neighbor's property, and they've taken over the neighbor. And basically now they put the neighbor out of business, they've taken over his crops, taken over everything, and now they're planting GMO corn on the neighbor's property, all in the name of patent infringement. And then I got to look at the fact that, hey, wait a minute, if we're all taking... These 220 million people have all taken the jab. These 220 million people are now infringing on the patents of Fauci and all of the NIH and all of the drug companies like Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, and AstraZeneca. All of these people are now infringing on the patent. How are they going to, you know, avoid having them come out and say, okay, well, we're now taking you over because you've infringed on our patent? Do you see that happening as part of this depopulation effort, Joaquin?
The insanity of this world right now, I mean, already the Supreme Court in 2014 ruled that if a person has had their DNA modified, that they're no longer considered human, that in fact they are part of the patent owner. So it's going right along with what you're saying and suggesting, is that they have this kind of usurped power to basically take over us. You know, and that doesn't even get into all the shedding issues as well, of people who have been jabbed. And if you're living with somebody that's been jabbed and you're not, well, you're not safe, you know? So it's a horrible divide and conquer that they've got going against the whole world population. But we have to smarten up and realize their agenda and then fight them. We must, you know, mobilize a unified grassroots effort where people are empowered, you know, and we basically outnumber our enemies over 1 billion to 1. And if we come together, we have a chance. But otherwise, you know, I hate to say it, but otherwise, if we don't come together and meet some kind of force, counterforce for the evil that's pervasive, I'm not very encouraged about the survival of the human species. So we must come together. We must fight.
Well, we have to. I mean, the thing is, you're a West Point grad. You understand military technology and you understand the military mindset. You understand. I was in during NAM. I get it as well. even though I didn't graduate from West Point, it doesn't take anybody in Einstein to figure out that when you raised your hand and you took an oath to defend this country against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, that meant that too. And so the thing you were talking about shedding, that's the other thing. That's the same thing as Monsanto's GMO corn shedding its seeds onto somebody else's property. And see, folks, this is the thing. If you don't have, and this is why we had mygotodoc.com, you know, because if you don't sign up and you don't get the drugs to stop all of this stuff that's in your system, and you're not taking supplements and you're not taking care of your body, and you're keeping the spike protein out of your system, and you're not saying no when people come to your door and demand that you test, that you have some swab stuck up your nose, or that you take some shot that you know damn well is gene therapy. It's there to alter your DNA and make you a transhuman. That's what this is all part of. Then you basically subscribe to the medical digital tyranny that Joaquin Hagopian is talking with us about right now. And I have a feeling that, you know, this, you really need to think about this. Tom in Michigan, what say you to this discussion?
Okay, I got two things. One thing is, just as recently as yesterday, and this was the first time I really saw one good, is a square cloud. I mean, basically, it was basically a corner of a square, but there was a weatherman, and he had been talking about weather manipulation, who made the comment that he's observed square clouds, and there's no such thing as square clouds. There was kind of a break in the clouds here, and like I said, there was that angular, perfect 90-degree corner, and then as that kind of the wind blew that away, there was kind of a break there, and then there was a bunch of angular clouds inside of that break, and it didn't look natural to me. And I just going off on the guy talking about the scalar weapons that Russian, Tom Bearden's been talking about Russia having scalar weapons that can manipulate the weather. And I know around here, around Detroit, Michigan, that weatherman has been totally wrong so much lately that, you know, it's got me thinking. And the other thing is about patented human beings. It doesn't wash in this arena. A human being, there's three parts. There's a body, there's a spirit, and there's a soul. And the soul owns the body. And so, you know, if they think they can, you know, the body returns to the dust where it came from. That's not even alive. And the spirit returns to God where it came from. But that soul, that's you. And they can't possess that. I mean, that would be according to the scriptures. And so, I mean, here we are, you know, it's a great time to be alive. You know, things are getting exciting and, you know, one day at a time. So,
what say you to that, Joaquin?
Well, we are more than our bodies. We have souls. And what, unfortunately, our enemies, I believe that they are soulless. I believe that they are a hybrid species. I wrote about the ETs, the Anunnakis.
I can go along with that. I'd like to second that, but go ahead. Thanks.
So the human part that includes a heart and soul, this is what we have to win out on. We're fighting an enemy that is heartless and soulless. And they cannot, they're really all about anybody that has the capacity for empathy and love. That's what they detest. They cannot stand it. And they have this total contempt for humans. That's a big part of why they want us dead. They want these cyborg, machines, less than human creatures, robotics, everything else. That's what they're going for, and they want to eliminate us. So it's time for us to eliminate them by neutralizing their capabilities. And I think it's not enough to go through the court system. The court system are far too corrupt in almost all the judicial systems in this world right now. I mean, we have that Reiner Steelmick has a case for humanity, basically, on holding those that are responsible for the pandemic and the kill shot accountable. And it's been sitting at The Hague, the International Criminal Court, and there hasn't been any action done. So, I mean, I really do think that it's going to take us to unify and decentralize at the same time and empower ourselves with basically the truth. And that's what they're afraid of. They are reacting to the world population that's learning the horrific truth about what they're all about. And all the crimes against humanity and the children that they perpetrated, they are getting nervous that we are onto them. And that's why they're speeding all these methods of basically removing us from the earth, the genocide. They're speeding up all of this because they're reacting to our knowing about their crimes. And we are now pushing to have accountability.
Yeah, we appreciate your call, Tom. You got another thing you want to add?
Yeah, they're afraid of honest elections, and that's all for today. Thanks for taking my call.
You appreciate it, Tom. Thank you. And that's the thing. You know, we the people have a right to stand up and vote those who would do us harm out of office, and that includes the liberal. See, here's the other thing, too, Joaquin. We are seeing a large migrant population come up through our southern border. At the same time, we're seeing a lot of people that are living in blue states, which are states that are totally overrun by this liberalist Marxist ideology, and they're moving to red states where people are literally stockpiling guns, ammunition, and food, preparing for what I believe is going to be a civil war. What's your take on that?
I don't think it's going to reach the civil war status. I don't think it will happen. I really don't think that, I mean, yeah, we have the libtards in control in a lot of the blue states, in the state governments and local and all that. But I think that they're a minority. I think most of us still have a sensibility about us of what's right and what's wrong. And I have a moral compass. And I don't think that most Americans, yes, there's a lot of dumbed down, ignorant, woke people that don't get it. But I do think that the majority, and that's another reason why I'm a little bit optimistic in that more people are getting it all the time. I mean, one of the gifts of the pandemic has been a lot of people are really finding out the reality for the first time. When I first started writing my book on pedophilia 5 years ago, that was a taboo topic. By the time I finished last July, actually people were interested and were accepting the reality that there are super power people that actually feed off of children, both in rituals as well as, you know, pedophilia. And so people are onto them. People are learning the truth. And that actually is what will be mobilizing us into a grassroots movement, that it will be basically empowered to take on the very small minority of controllers that are doing it to us, that want us dead. We have numbers on our side.
Well, that we do. And see, the thing is I always have to ask the thing about the Civil War, because there's a lot of people out there with that mentality that think we're headed in that direction. If we the people don't rise up and do something, we may be faced with the worst. And that's one of the reasons why we have been promoting. And I like what you said earlier, because you were talking about getting down to grassroots, getting down to community. And that's the whole past hour before you came on, I was talking about that very same thing, about being able to rise up, go to the poll, be a poll watcher, get involved in your election process, become a delegate, much like the fact of D.B. Kidd. She was on our program last week as well, and she is, in line to become a state delegate in Texas. This is the only way that we're going to be able to take control politically and tell these people, we don't want you here, we don't want your program here. And you're right about the courts. I mean, they are so corrupt right now. I had a case in Iowa that I just read this morning and posted on my Clouded Titles blog, which the Supreme Court of the state of Iowa actually helped the other side's attorneys in a tax deed case where they're trying to evict the homeowner. The homeowner is disabled. And you want to talk about cruel. And then the court, the Supreme Court of the state of Iowa, turns around and starts with a question posturing how the plaintiff tax deed owner can come in and quiet title against the homeowner and kick him out of his house through a quiet title action. And I posit this as an overreach by the court system that you, of course, reiterated that is corrupt. And so, you know, when I look at stuff like this and getting no satisfaction through the court, you know, our faith and the fact that we can act as a community is about our only recourse in fighting off this beast that's trying to take over America. Esther from Washington, I believe you're on the phone with Joaquim Hagopian. What say you?
Hello, Joaquim. Thank you for being on the show. We all appreciate it. I have a question for you. Could you comment on the NATO military, which is worldwide, and the U.S. military power's position in the NATO, and how does that military power work with the economic, well, the environmental socialist government or the globalists?
Okay, yeah. Unfortunately, NATO should have been abolished many, many decades ago. And it's part of the cabal, basically. And it's part of what I referred to before as the U.S. empire, as the basically the battering ram of the world bully, and they use the military to have all these wars everywhere. So it's one and the same. There was a U.S. general who was a officer in the army, basically, but also serving as a NATO officer in Ukraine. We have NATO U.S. officers and having a command control center in Ukraine that are calling the shots militarily with the Ukraine Azov battalion and the Nazi battalion. They're in charge. And it's not a proxy war. They have personnel from NATO and the United States military that are actually fighting against the Russians in Ukraine. The United States, and for a little while, it looked like when President Trump was in office, he was totally against actually America being involved in NATO. And they took him as a huge threat. And which is all the more reason why they, you know, did what they did to steal the election. We should be out of that. He wanted to take us out of the WHO too, no longer contribute money to the WHO, but that, you know, that also ended, as soon as Biden got in. So yeah, NATO is not a good force. And there was recently foreign minister of Britain that is saying, yes, we need a NATO on all the fronts. We need the NATO doing war because of the Taiwan situation with China, and we need them in the Pacific as well as the Western Front in Ukraine. This is ridiculous. They want basically World War III. That's what they're going at.
Okay. Do you feel that this military might of NATO, which is the U.S. heading that, do you feel that that is the real power that the globalists are using and that they are completely behind the globalists?
Yeah, they're very much controlled. The governments are controlled by the globalists. They're the controllers of this earth. I call them that. They're the earth controllers. And they are our enemy. They want us dead. So we have to neutralize them before they get us.
Well, we appreciate your call, Esther. Thanks so much, because we're running out of time here. I do want to mention Willie Joseph Cancel, an American citizen and former U.S. Marine, has died in Ukraine this week, according to his family. He was fighting Russia's forces. He agreed to join. He flew to Poland March 12th and entered Ukrainian territory around March 12th. And, of course, this is the parents the 22-year-old's mother, Rebecca Cabrera, told CNN this. And, I mean, now it's word is getting out, just like what you said, Joaquim, is that American forces are actually in Ukraine, and we're being all lied to by our own government, who is telling us just the opposite. I mean, this thing is just getting totally crazy. And your final comments as we exit today's show.
Well, we don't really have time to get into the whole Ukraine situation, but I will say that Putin has just asked for national security respect, that there not be NATO or U.S. weapons placed into countries that border his country with missiles pointed at Moscow. We had the October missile crisis in 62 here, where the Russians, it was reversed, and they got rid of them. And they said not one more inch will NATO go towards east in Russia, towards Russia. And that's the lied, broken promise after promise. So what I say is we the people need to rise up and have the empowerment to make our own choices and not allow everything to be overextended and directed against us. We need to take control of our life and world.
There you go. Joaquim Hagopian, thank you so much for joining us here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Another segment of the Power Hour has come and gone. And, of course, you can dial up thepowerhour.com, view the archives, and please subscribe to the email blast. Until tomorrow, we will be back. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
All heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.